Ryan Lemon here from Kentucky Sports Radio, and I love endorsing Stockton Mortgage. Let me tell you one reason why. 2023 could be your year to become a homeowner. The folks at Stockton Mortgage want to help you, and the process works. I've had several listeners to KSR contact me over the years saying that they use Stockton Mortgage after hearing these commercials. Stockton Mortgage is easy to work with. You'll talk to the same loan officer every single time you call, and they care about you. They want you to get into that home. Stockton Mortgage is also local. They're headquartered in Frankfort, Kentucky, so please give them a call this year. You know, the price of houses is finally falling a little bit, and you can help your buying process by coming out strong this home buying season with a pre-approval letter from Stockton Mortgage. Pre-approval takes only about 24 hours and sometimes less than that. Get started by giving my friends a call today or go to online at Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com. They're your friends. They'll help you get the home of your dreams. Stockton Mortgage, NMLS 8259, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org.
To Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 859-280-2287. Matt Jones, Ryan Lemon, Shannon the Dude. Text machine 772-774-5254. One person writes, Matt, you should let Ryan say what he wants. You know, he has a lot of stake on this show as well.
Keep them coming.
I love them.
I do like cow puns. I'm not going to lie with. Yeah. One person writes, Matt, you got to stop it. If you let him tell one, he'll milk all these puns throughout the day. I feel like we do cow puns about once. Because, like, usually there's, like, a cow, Shannon, that's escaped something. And then we end up doing it. Yeah. And, you know.
Yep, that's true.
So, one person writes, Matt, I bet you don't know this, but Charlie Crockett is actually a Cattle Perry fan.
Oh, boy. Now we're really, really reaching with that one.
I actually like that one a lot because it's creative.
It. Cattle Perry.
Cattle Perry.
Oh, God.
Do you get it?
I get it.
By the way, I was right about the cow thing. Apparently, it's a bovine valve that's in his heart.
Wow.
You ever heard of that before?
No.
Nope. I haven't either. All right, I want to quickly tell you about something that we've been going through here for a second. So, as we talked about, Ryan, it occurred to me 2 weeks ago that Railbird was Saturday, right?
Yes.
And it occurred to me that the business, our bar, is across the street. I don't think I had really processed that. And so while I was thinking that, I was like, oh my goodness, we have arguably the biggest parking lot that's close to that place in the city, right?
No doubt about it. Yes.
Which is good. But is also a little bad, Shannon, because this is a huge weekend for us anyway. UK baseball hosting a regional, high school baseball and softball, and tennis and track tournaments. Shannon, that would be a big weekend for the bar anyway.
Right. Yeah. So much going on.
So here's what I'm thinking. Oh, no. Our parking lot's going to get overrun by Railbird people, and then they won't even come into the restaurant.
Be no place to park for our people.
Be no place to park for our people, and we won't make any money. And I was like, we have to do something about that. So I go to the other restaurants that are next to us, which is Tilted Kilt, which is Sumo, the Japanese place, and Jalapenos. And I'm like, we got to do something. And they go, yeah, you're right. We got to do something. So I was thinking, I don't just want to charge for parking because that doesn't really help us, Ryan, get business. You know what
True.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because these are restaurants, like we have to stay open. What do? The Lexington Clinic, they have a bunch of spots. They worked with us. And so we came up with this plan. Now, as you know, Shannon, anything KSR does, usually there are hiccups.
Right.
We've tried to think of every hiccup we could think of. I know there's going to be a hiccup that we haven't thought of. But I don't know what else to do, Shannon. I've put a lot into this. I put my logistical hat on, and this is the best we could come up with. So we thought we would charge for the parking lot. You can park your car there, and every day, I said 60, it's actually 70 because there's administrative fees I didn't know. 70, and I hand you a $20 gift card that, Shannon, you could use in any of those four restaurants during the weekend.
That's cool.
And the idea is, okay, so it's 70, but really it's 50 because you get $20 of free food or beer. And that $20 gift card will hopefully ensure that people will go into these restaurants so that we have customers.
Feels like a win-win to me.
Hope so.
Yeah.
But of course, we've never done this. Now, my thought is, look, food and drink is going to be $1 million at the Red Mile.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot. You take a break. You come over to one of these four restaurants, Ryan, sit in the air conditioning, maybe during an act you don't want to hear. Then it's a win-win, right?
I think it's about the best scenario we can come up with. I think there were a lot of people that will even come eat before they even go to Railbird.
Exactly. Exactly. You can come in and go before. After, I don't know if the places will still be open, but maybe. But either way, it was the best I could do. And I knew what was going to happen, Shannon. People were going to yell at me, Matt, how do you charge $70 for parking?
You crazy liberal.
But I don't know what else there is to do, because if I don't, these businesses, weekends are our lifeblood, especially during UK baseball and all that.
Yep.
I don't know what else to do.
You don't, people are going to see a crowded parking lot. They're going to go elsewhere.
They're going to go elsewhere.
Yep.
So we're gonna leave some spots for people who want to come watch the UK baseball game, the high school. There'll be some spots where you can come in and you get a 2-hour pass, Shannon, and you can come in and go out, right?
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
But this was the best scenario we could come up with.
What about the Dairy Queen parking lot? Is that
not park at the Dairy Queen.
Okay.
You will get towed. You cannot park at the Dairy Queen. It has its own little lot. I'm just telling you, if you park there, you will get towed. They are the towingest people, Shannon, on earth.
They sure are.
Well, I mean, we warned you.
They will tow you if they love to tow. So this is what we're doing. Now, it's going on sale. I am hitting send right now on my Twitter. I'm doing this because it's going out of my Twitter right now. I'm telling you on the radio to help our listeners. At 11:30, we're putting it out on all the KS Bar stuff, and then people who don't even listen or follow me on Twitter will get it. But I want you to have a chance. There I go. I just hit tweet. Now, Shannon, something's going to fall apart. I know.
No. Wow. Yeah. If it can go wrong, it will.
Do you still have long hair Matt helping you in the morning, Saturday morning?
Well, I'm worrying about that. Like, we're going to have people watching the lot.
Yeah.
I'm worried a little bit, Shannon, that they'll all be high.
Well, it's probably true.
But you know what?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do? But no, seriously, we will be watching the lot, and it's a good way. If you park there, you can come back and forth to your car. The other thing is, I don't know what people want me to compare it to. At Commonwealth Stadium, Kroger Field, if you go, Ryan, it's $25 a person.
A person.
Not a car, a person.
Correct.
Wow.
And you have to take a shuttle from Kroger Field to Red Mile.
Yes.
So here's my question. Would you rather pay, let's say you go with three friends. Would you rather pay $100 and ride a bus back and forth, or pay $70, get $20 of food, and be across the street?
And walk over, right across the street.
Isn't that better, Shannon?
That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer, yeah, I would
you gotta
think.
Eat. You got to eat before the show.
You get to eat.
You get your $20 gift card right
you
there.
Can come to KS Bar, Tilted Kilt, Jalapeno, Sumo. This is the best I could come with. And it's still not going to make people happy, but I don't know what else we were supposed to do. I wish the baseball, Ryan, and this were different weekends.
Of course.
But they're not.
Best scenario, everything's happening at once this weekend.
Everything's at once. And so I don't really know what we're supposed to do. So I just put it out. I will say, I have a good feel. I have a feeling these will go because everybody keeps asking me about them. But Ryan, I feel like that was the best we could do.
Yeah, it really is. There's not much else we can kind of do because we want to help, you know, the people that want to come to our restaurants and just sit and watch the games, the UK baseball games, or maybe somebody coming from the high school baseball game, they want to come to KS Bar or Jalapenos and have lunch. We want to have at least a way they can get in and do that.
And as far as I tweeted yesterday, it was 60. It ends up being 70. I just got that wrong. Get angry at me if you want. It's the best we could do. And again, I'm not getting all this money. We're splitting it with these other restaurants.
Right. Yes.
So, like, you know, we're not getting $50,000. I'm having to split it with these other places.
It was 60 yesterday. Now it's 70. Is that inflation?
It is. It's all because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden did all this. It's Joe Biden, and it's a laptop, and it's all of it.
Such a stinking liberal.
All right. So anyway, that's where we are.
I don't know what else you can do, man.
I really don't know what else to do. And thanks to the other restaurants there for working with me on.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, we all have the same problem. And, but if you want to come during the high school and softball, Thursday and Friday will be fine. It's normal. Saturday, we'll have some spots saved for people who just want to go to the restaurant. Yeah.
We had a couple tennis teams in last night. I think there's a softball and a baseball team coming tonight.
And if you're actually at Railbird, even if you don't park there, feel free to walk across the street and hang out with them. So, because the one shame thing is, like, you know, our servers and stuff, all these people, the weekends are when they make their money, and what are you going to do? They've got this thing, and it is what it is. All right, who's next? Let's go to Larry. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Matt. Transplanted West Virginian here. First of all, Jack mentioned David Jones as a possible transfer to UK. He would be a great pickup. I coached girls basketball at his high school in West Virginia.
And, now, he's the one at St. John's, right?
Yeah, he started out at DePaul, played there two years, and then
apparently he lit up Louisville when he played for him again with DePaul, Ryan. So I like that. At least he's beaten up on Louisville one time. Even though I think they lost the game, he had a big game when they played him. But go ahead.
And my understanding was he was headed to West Virginia, and it was a done deal, and Huggins brought in Emmett Matthews last year, and I think David would have been a better pickup because of he had 3 years of eligibility left. So, but
all right, well, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So, secondly, just to offer some perspective, I'm a proud West Virginian. I moved to Kentucky by choice, but here's a realistic view of a comparison of the two cities. So, Lexington's a big city, big population. Morgantown is a college town.
Yeah, and I understand all that. I get it. I just don't want them to, I just want them to shut up, Larry. I mean, that's my problem. I know what these cities are. I just want them to hush because they're mocking us like we're somehow the podunk town when it's just that people want to be here, Larry.
Well, the problem is everything else that's going on.
Yes.
Probably should have been taken into consideration.
But
how?
But no, it shouldn't have. We earned the chance to host the regional by our play. It would not be fair to the UK baseball team to not to to let whoever the two seed is. The two seed, West Virginia or Indiana, Ryan?
Not
West
sure.
Virginia. It's West Virginia. It's not fair for us to have to go to West Virginia. I'm sorry that the hotels are not as good, but at the end of the day, the most important thing are the guys on the field. And if West Virginia and Indiana wanted to host, you know what? Win more, right? Win more.
Well, it was close.
Yeah, but they play in a crappy conference. So it's, you know, that's like saying it's close when the Atlantic Sun winner in basketball has the same amount of wins as the SEC or ACC. No, it's not. Kentucky play. How many top 10 teams did West Virginia play this year? Kentucky played 17 games against top-ranked teams, top 10. Did West Virginia play any?
So you got me there because I follow them loosely. And I know they had a great year this year, but I couldn't tell you.
Texas might have been ranked. I don't know enough about it to know. But I'm just saying, I know they didn't play 17. So it's not, yes, they have the same amount of wins, but all wins are not created equally. If you're a West Virginia fan, you know how good the Big 12 was in basketball last year. That was the hardest conference. Their wins mattered more than the wins that the teams had in the Pac-12, right? So I just, If West Virginia wanted to host, win more. And you shouldn't punish the UK baseball team for the fact that there's a high school track meet in the city at the same time.
Here's the irony, because being from West Virginia, and I've got a son that's at Marshall now, and my kids went to Marshall, but WVU looks down on Marshall, and Marshall looks at WVU like they're the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, well, that's enough West Virginia.
Same thing, and now you've got WVU doing it.
Yeah, so, no, that's true. I appreciate the call. Thank you, man. And by the way, we've already sold 100.
Well, are you kidding me? Wow. No kidding.
See, that's another thing, Shannon.
Do we know how many parking spots we have?
We're selling 275.
Oh, wow.
We have another 50 that we're leaving for customers.
Jeez. Well, I think you were wondering if people would think that was a good deal or not. I think you just got your answer.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
I think that speaks for itself.
We sold 100 since I did that little speech at the beginning. So if you have friends out there that want to do it, you better tell them now. All right, Stockton Mortgage, Ryan.
Stockton Mortgage, you know, interest rates are still kind of high, so people are a little leery about what they want to do with the housing market. But there'll be a lot of the inventory's down, but there'll be some more houses come on the market after school lets out, which is this, you know, right now, this time of year. Go get pre-qualified early. Just get that out of the way. You can get locked in for 90 days. They take your paperwork, your pay stubs, your W-2s, your bank statements. It's an easy process. Get it to your loan officer. Let him do his work, his magic for you, and get ready to go out for that home hunting season. Stockton.com is where you apply.
All right, we'll take a break and be right back. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263. And send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Don't it always seem to go? But you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking lie.
Yeah, I like that. This is the Adam Duritz version, right?
Yes.
That's another musician we had on. Did we say that yesterday?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. One person writes, Matt, the most MAGA thing you've ever done is charge for parking. Is that right? Is that a MAGA thing to charge for parking?
I don't know. I feel like anybody would do that.
One person writes, Matt, I think that's way too much money. You should be ashamed. Well, it's not way too much money if it sells out.
True. And like you said, it's $25 a person at Kroger Field.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. In the abstract, it's absurd. Like, if I asked you to, Shannon, pay that today,
yeah,
it's absurd.
It's all about supply and demand.
But, like, the VIP parking at Railbird is $100, $125 a show.
Is that what it is?
And it's right across the street. Mm-hmm. Now, we're right across the street, and it's $55 cheaper, and you get to eat. I mean, what do you want from me?
So people are asking, is a gift card, I think you said that, is good for
Have
beer
to
also?
Be, yes, but just for the weekend.
Okay.
So it's just for the weekend. Because, again, Shannon, it wants to encourage people to actually go in these places.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. That's the whole point of it.
That's the whole point. We want you to actually go in and patronize these places that are going to lose business because of the concert. At least that's
not a hard concept, really. I don't know like why people can't figure it out.
Yes. All right. So Al Pacino is having a baby at 82.
I mean, good for him. Round of
so, Robert, you remember Robert De Niro was 79. Do you think Pacino just wanted to top him?
I think so. Yep. I think there's a little something
I
to
think
that.
William Shatner, what is he, like 90? He needs to have a kid now.
But, because you can't think of Al Pacino without thinking of Robert De Niro, right? Like, they kind of go hand in hand. So, when De Niro says at 79, I'm having a kid, I feel like Pacino's like, I am too. That's just the way it goes.
I think Pacino's like, yeah, I can do that too. Let's just show everybody.
82, though, that's too old, Shane.
Wow.
Why is that too old?
Well,
the 79, was 79 too old?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like anything happens in those 3 years that makes it to where.
Yeah.
I just feel like. Like, I'm not begrudging them. It just kind of, it's a little sad because the child will grow up without, you know, I mean, their dad's not going to live forever.
No, but he'll leave them a lot of money.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you're De Niro's, Pacino's kid, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's something to be said for that, I guess.
Pacino's girlfriend is 29.
I mean,
and he's 82.
Yeah, 82. He's still got it.
Still got it.
What's your favorite Al Pacino movie, Ryan?
Al Pacino movie, I would say, well, I didn't really see Scarface.
Well, then you can't pick the movie he hasn't seen, right? Like, don't
think what I could think of he was even in.
You can't think of any movies Al Pacino was in? Any at all? Have you ever heard of The Godfather?
Yeah. The blind guy that said hoo-ha?
Sin of a Woman.
Sin of a Woman. I saw that one.
So is that your favorite, since it's the only one you've seen? Have you never seen The Godfather?
Didn't see it.
What?
No, I've not seen Godfather or Scarface.
I don't know that I've seen Godfather.
How have you all not seen The Godfather?
Uh-uh.
It's the best movie of all time.
Okay, Doofenshmirtz, calm down.
What? I'm sorry. I can't believe you haven't seen The Godfather.
Nope. I was even alive when it came out.
So you haven't seen Godfather 2?
Nope. None of them.
I can't believe this.
Now, why would he watch the second one if he hadn't seen the first one?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Second one, I think, is actually better.
Yeah.
You know, those two guys were only in one scene together ever in any movie?
No.
Did you know kidding? That?
No.
Even though they're always sort of joined at the hip, they were in one scene together in one movie. Do you know the movie?
No.
Channon, you know the movie?
No, what's the movie?
Heat.
Heat. Okay.
And they're in Heat. It's like 2 hours, but they're only in the movie together in one scene.
That's crazy, because you think just that you say those two names, they're in
every
scene.
They're the two stars of the movie, but like most of the movie, they're chasing each other around. They're only in this. There's one scene, they're sitting in a diner, and that's the only scene they ever did together.
Wow.
Now, he was in The Irishman, which came out.
Which is also
ago,
great. That was on Netflix. Didn't you see that?
I think I did see that one.
So Ryan, did you see that one?
I did not. No.
I can't believe you all haven't seen The Godfather.
No, I haven't.
Nope.
That's literally your worst personality trait I've ever met with either one of you. Luke.
I've been to The Godfather on Preston Highway.
Okay, that's a little different. That's a different kind of Godfather. Luke, go ahead, Luke. Luke.
All right.
First time, long time.
Who are? What's up?
We can tell.
All right, Matt, you are the head coach recruiting against John Calipari and Kentucky.
Yes.
So what are you telling this recruit why they don't want to go to Kentucky and why they don't want to play for Calipari?
Well,
I'll listen and hang up.
Why?
Hang up and listen.
I'm sorry. It's Shannon. It's such a jerk.
That was so Shannon. Shannon's just such a
jerk. Yeah, so his question was, what would I say to get someone not to go? Well, it depends on the player. I mean, if there's certain kinds of players, I would say, well, Cal doesn't use them right. But to be honest with you, Ryan, I think the biggest thing that'll be used against him is we have more money in the collective than they do.
You can't tell me that's exactly what Memphis is saying to Antonio Reeves. We're going to promise you X amount of dollars, and Kentucky's telling him we can't promise you anything, but we're going to give you the opportunity, you know, to make some money and improve yourself and go to the NBA.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you could do. But I don't know. Nick says, Matt, if I was parking at Kroger Field, I'd let all my friends out, and then I'd go to the parking lot and pay the $25. Yeah, how are you and your friends going to get back?
Didn't think about that,
did you? How are you going to get back? Because you have to get on the shuttle, and they won't let you on unless you pay the $25. So Nick's friends are just going to sit there in the grass, Shannon.
Yeah. Deal with it. It's what you get for not thinking.
Yeah, Nick. You were such a jerk, Shannon. You just were.
So Shannon.
It was so you, though. That's like so you. We'll be right back.
It just can't you look through before the show. TJ Smith, personal injury attorney. Call TJ. He'll make them pay.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
A lot of people very angry that you all haven't seen The Godfather. Shannon, I think you would really like Heat. I think it's on Netflix right now. If you've never seen it, Godfather's good, but it's slower.
Isn't it like 4 hours long or something?
Godfather's like 3 hours and two. Godfather 2 is 3 hours.
Yeah.
But you would like it, but I think you'd love Heat. Like, Heat is your kind of movie. Okay. I would definitely recommend on Netflix you watch Heat. We're down to 75 left for each day, by the way, people.
Wow.
They'll be gone.
That answers your question. Yep.
859-280-2287. One person writes, Matt. Hang on just a second. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Matt, are you all going to watch the American Gladiators documentary?
Yeah. When's that coming out?
It came out yesterday on ESPN. It's a 30 for 30.
Oh, I loved American Gladiators.
I loved American Gladiators, too. When you were a kid, Shannon, did you like act out American Gladiators? I thought the thing where they would shoot tennis balls at people looked like the coolest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. I bet that hurt, too.
I bet it did,
too. You think a tennis ball's not that hard.
So what all were the events? They would joust. They would do the tennis ball thing.
They had the thing where you had to like put the ball in like a basket.
Oh, yeah, and they could tackle you, right?
Yeah.
Did you like American Gladiators, Ryan?
I watched it. I didn't, you know, I wasn't obsessed with it, watched it a lot. But, the one girl, Jazz, was from Lexington.
Oh, that's right. You've said that
you
before.
You always say that.
You're big on Jazz. Well, 30 for 30, the documentary is out. And it is the behind the scenes, kind of behind the music, Shannon, of what happened on American Gladiators.
I've got to watch that.
I do, too. Yeah, sounds good.
Apparently, there was a lot of, this is going to shock you, there were a lot of hookups. maybe some problems behind the scenes.
Probably a lot of steroids.
Probably. Oh, yeah. They're all. Yeah. I mean, they were jacked. They were the most roided out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about that. William, what's up, William?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's funny you read that. It's funny you read that last text or tweet or whatever it was about the dropping your friends off, because that's what I was going to say. Is you could bolster your business a little more and encourage that. At the bar, that guy goes and parks. He rides the shuttle, walks over to the bar, and then at the end of the night, they could just walk back to the parking lot and wait on him to come back and get them. And then you could offer.
But I don't. I mean, do I want someone
off their next?
But
deal.
Do I want everybody to sit there for 12 hours? Just sit there in the bar?
No. They can still go to the thing. Because all they're parking, all they're paying for is parking. They can still go to the event, and then at the end of the night, they just come back and wait on, come pick them up. And
I'm not following you. Say, are you following hey, this?
Not really. Does Redbird even?
Okay, hold on.
Railbird.
Railbird. By the way, if you want to park for Redbird,
Railbird, do they let you come and go? Like
yeah, they do. They do up until like 7 o'clock. You can come and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
All right. Where'd he go?
He hung up.
I couldn't follow what he was saying. Did you?
No.
I think that's one of the advantages of what we're doing. Yes, you can let your friends off. Come park for $40 and get it up $70.
Yeah.
So get your $20 gift card. That, and then if you want to go in the restaurant while your buddies are over there, that's fine. That's part of what we're doing here.
I'm now more confused than I was when I came up with this.
Ryan's taking the lead on this one now.
Yeah, let Ryan. You know what? I want Ryan to be the salesperson here. All right, so real quick, Shannon, let's go over the high school baseball tournament. Starts tomorrow.
Okay.
I want you to make your picks in the first round. Are we ready?
Let's do
ready.
It.
Bullet East versus Louisville Eastern.
Oh, why are you even asking me Bullet East?
Louisville Eastern was a massive surprise. Hadn't made it in years. They're going to beat Shannon's Bullet East. I'm taking Louisville Eastern. What about you, Ryan?
No way. Bullet East. Bullet East Chargers, man. The Fighting Shannon, the dudes. I'm on that wagon.
Shelby County, McCracken County. Ryan.
McCracken County.
Shannon.
Shelby County was always good back in my day. I'm going to say they're still good. I'm going to go Shelby County.
McCracken County always comes to the bar. McCracken County. Yes. Raceland versus Lexington Catholic. Shannon.
Lexington Catholic.
Ryan.
Lexington Catholic. Whoever wins the 11th region is always a favorite.
I would like to pick Raceland, a good mountain team. Matter of fact, I'm taking them. The Mountains.
Ah, the Raceland Rams.
The Raceland Rams. Beachwood, Ryan, versus Apollo.
I think Beachwood, it came out of the northern part, kind of a surprise. So I'm going with Apollo.
All right, Janet.
Beachwood.
I'm going Beachwood. They're 28-7. They got to be pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Beachwood. Pike.
Apollo is coming to the bar.
Who is?
Apollo.
I switched to Apollo. Go Apollo. Pikeville versus Harrison County. Ryan.
Oh, the Fighting Mac Whitakers, Harrison County. They're going to win the whole tournament. Yes.
All
Harrison
right.
County.
Shannon.
Pikeville.
This is tough for me. You know, I was born, spent a couple years in Harrison County. Pikeville's yep. in the mountains. Daryl Pikeville. I got to take Harrison County, though. Cynthiana
yes.
gets the win. Pulaski County, Henderson County. Shannon.
Henderson County.
Ryan.
Pulaski County.
Pulaski County's really good, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take Pulaski County. Henderson has a losing record, it looks like, and is in it.
How'd they
oh, wow.
It?
I don't know. Whitley County and LaRue County. Who you got, Ryan?
I have no clue, but I'm going with LaRue County.
All right, Shannon.
I like LaRue.
Where are there no communists?
LaRue.
In Whitley County.
There ain't no communist in Whitley County. They're also 36-4.
Wow.
13th region. No yeah. communist, Whitley County, 36-4 wins. And finally, Shannon, Breathitt County versus South Warren.
South Warren.
Ryan.
Breathitt County, they've had such a rough year. I'm going with Breathitt County.
I'm going with Breathitt County, too. They have had a rough year. They get a win. Go Breathitt County. I picked all the teams from the mountains. I can't help it. What do you want from me? Let's go to Drew. What's up, Drew?
All right, guys. My call has changed a little bit. First of all, do not sleep on Whitley County. They beat my Corbin Redhounds, which I absolutely hate, but they are the real deal.
They are 36-4. How could they be bad? Wow. They're 36-4. That's
weak
pretty
conference.
Good.
Really
oh,
weak conference.
You're a weak conference.
Weak region. Yeah.
But listen, they've had to fight communist infiltration in Whitley County for 50 years, and they've done it. They're going to win. But go ahead, sir.
It's all right. You know, a little connection. You were talking about the beef heart and everything or whatever. I have a friend that had a pig valve put in, okay? I know this kind of changes directions here a little bit. I kid you not, this is not a joke, Matt, so don't cut me off. When he woke up, because he was
stop
elderly
it.
Guy.
I know what's coming. This is not. This
No.
You're going to say he, like, oinked or something. Don't even do it.
Matt, I'm not going to. This is the God's honest truth. He woke up and looked at me. He had nobody else. I was there to help him.
Here we go.
Said,
this is going
to
be terrible.
I'm serious. He said, did they put the pig valve in? I said, yeah. And he said, that explains it. I said, what? He goes, all of a sudden, I'm attracted to really big women with muddy shoes. No joke. I got to go.
That was even worse than I thought it was going to be. And I had low expectations. And see, the thing is, his hyena laughing, Shannon, encourages people.
Yeah.
The fact that you can tell the worst joke and Ryan will laugh like it's the funniest thing he's ever heard.
I'm laughing at you right now.
Who's next? Let's go to Bill. What's up, Bill?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing with Ryan.
I know you are. See, again, this is we have such a low standard of comedy that, look, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of like the last caller or caller before. My subject has changed. I was going to mention something about Al Pacino, but also Breathitt County, shout out to them because at one point late in the season, they had a kid named Andrew Combs that was leading the state in home runs. He had 10 late in the season. So I don't know if he ended up finishing number one, but they're pretty good, man.
All right, that's why I picked them.
There you go, exactly. Go Bobcats. But I do want to say, you know, with all this stuff going around with Oscar and Reeves and you know, I swear, my mind has changed over the last 5 years. I have zero excitement about basketball, and that's the God's honest truth. I'm more excited for football, and I follow football more throughout the year, and I grew up, my dad taught me to just do nothing but follow Kentucky basketball, and
yeah.
I truly don't really care anymore.
Well, when you say you don't, okay, so let me explore that, because I don't think you're alone in this, but let me ask you this. If they're good next year, whoever the roster is, and they start out, and let's say they start out 14-0, starting SEC play or whatever, you're going to be into it, aren't you?
I'm gonna be into it, but it's a lot different than I was 6 or 7 years ago to where I was bought in from day one, and now I don't typically buy into it.
But is that because here's my question, though. Is that because we have struggled? I mean, isn't that just because we haven't been good? Like, if we were good again, don't you think you'd be buying in and all that stuff again?
No, I mean, what you're saying is valid and it's correct. But what I'm saying is like, it's going to take a few years of us making a deep run before I get excited like I used to be. Because of what you said, yes, we struggled. And it's just, it's like the Michael Scott meme. I'm ready to be hurt again every year.
You know, I appreciate the call. I actually think, I'm glad he said that, Ryan, because I think there's a lot of people in his corner that sort of feel the way he does.
Yeah. If they're good, they're going to support them, but it's going to take a couple years in a row of being good for us to get back to that excitement level and love for the program again.
Yeah. All right. NIL, I tell you what, it's doing great stuff in football and the basketball. The money's there if they want to use it. And Commonwealth Causes, a proud partner of UK Athletics. You know, the UK accounts have started retweeting posts from Commonwealth Causes, and you can help. They have raffles all the time. If you want to look at all the stuff they sell and auction off, it's insane, the raffles. And they happen every week. It's CommonwealthCauses.org. They have raffle tickets as low as $2. As low as $2. And it does things like helping Kentucky get players. CommonwealthCauses.org. Go look at all the stuff. I guarantee you there's something for you on CommonwealthCauses.org. We'll take a break and be right back. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263 and send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Is this The Godfather?
Yeah, supposedly. I've never seen it, but it's the theme song.
I think it is, maybe.
No, it says it's The Godfather theme
song. Well, then
song.
I'm sure yeah. It is. Yeah. Right now, on StubHub, people are reselling the parking for $200.
No way. Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we undersold ourselves.
Yeah.
By the way, there are still like 50 tickets for each day left. So I would just say get on it quick. I think they're probably going to sell out. Another person has already written Daniel Cameron and asked us to be investigated for selling parking at a public lot. Here's a little secret. It's not a public lot. It's a private lot. So Daniel Cameron now is involved. No, he's not. I'm just kidding.
He won't show up.
No, but he did. This dude. Shannon is on one today.
He is throwing zingers.
Aren't you on one, Shannon? Look at you.
Coffee shop somewhere. Don't worry about it.
One person writes, Matt, I have a question for you. With all the public outrage about Bud Light and Target, would you, you and the guys on the show, do advertisements for them? I know you probably wouldn't do Bud Light because you don't drink. And you probably would do it because of your politics. But what about Shannon and Ryan? Would they be nervous to do advertisements for Bud Light or Target? I'm going to do a guess. My guess is Ryan will advertise for anything. Am I correct about that?
100%. They're paying me. I'm plugging it.
Shannon, what about you?
Yeah, I would. I've drank plenty of Bud Lights over the years.
I have too.
You wouldn't be worried about people saying like, oh, you're a wimp?
I don't care what they say.
That's true. You really
I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
You want
to
advertise.
The other thing
more.
Is I've seen like Bud Light apparently has all this money now to advertise because they're like, you know, they're trying to rebuild their brand or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, come on, Bud Light. We're here.
Shannon, I think you should just walk around. Drinking like with a Target, like drinking a Bud Light, wearing a Target T-shirt.
I would do it. Just to
and just being
mad.
Like, shut up.
Yep. If I had that, I would have showed up at Country Boy Brewing with that.
Yes, I could totally see you doing that.
Yeah.
Ryan, Jordan Anthony transferred.
Yeah.
Entered the portal. That's a wide receiver. Came in with a lot of hype really fast. What do you think of that?
Little surprised, actually. Like we said, that wide receiver room is a little thin because they had four departures after the season. He's obviously an Olympic speedster where I don't know if it has much to do with track or it has something to do with football. I don't know the answer behind it, but I think that's a loss. That's something I think they could probably
so
find
you
a
do
way to
think
use.
That's a loss.
I think it is in depth purposes. It's a loss.
You've been big on this depth issue. Do you think the wide receiver depth is going to be a problem? I mean, we've got a lot of good guys at the top, including obviously the kids you like, but are you worried about the second group?
I am a little bit. I mean, I think with Jordan Anthony, they were probably six they were counting on. So without him, now they've got five. So I think it's got to be a little bit of a concern at this point. Because last year we had like nine.
But most of them didn't play. So, I mean, how many do you really need? I'm just being honest. You like at the wide receiver position, the top guys get most of the snaps, don't they?
Yeah, and then Chauncey Magwood was on the field a lot as kind of the number four guy last year. But then, you know, you throw out one of the Harrises that left or Lewis, you know, just have somebody there just in case.
Yeah. Well, but you also can understand, and this is actually a big loss, Ryan, for the track team, is it? Because he was like really, really good at track, isn't he?
Oh, he broke the freshman 60-meter dash record, I think. I mean, this is like an Olympic possible sprinter. That's why I don't know if this move actually has something to do with track or something.
You think
to do with
it's
football.
More track than football?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't. When we get into track depth chart, Shannon, I'm a little out of my element.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? I don't really know where we are on our track depth chart.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was like, you'd think Liam Cohen probably would have found a way to use a guy with that
maybe.
Kind of speed.
But he also may just love what he's got, you know?
True.
All of these things at some point, here's the thing, and this is true in basketball, it's going to be true in football. In the transfer portal era, keeping depth is going to be so hard. Isn't
True.
It? I mean, it's going to be hard. Like, there's no – and honestly, when you lose a guy, it might stink in the moment, but then the next year you can get somebody in the portal, Ryan, right?
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of the ways we look at transfers and depth, I think we're just going to have to look at differently. I think everything – every team now is a year-to-year team and saying, well, we need this guy. Like, what I'm doing with the Reds, where I'm like, we're going to be good in 3 years. I just don't know that that happens anymore in sports. Like, every year, Ryan, is a new year.
And I think you hit on something I hadn't thought about. I think depth is where it does affect you. the starters will end up staying, but those second-tier guys, second-string guys, the ones may look to leave. You got to reload on those guys.
And it may just be that every team trades their second-tier guys. The Kentucky second-tier guy goes, well, if I go to Vandy, I'll get to start, and he's still second-tier, and then we take Vandy second-tier, and we all just end up with each other's second-tier players.
That may be exactly what happens.
Because everybody will think if they go somewhere else, they'll have a better chance, and then they may not.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird about – the thing that I think is sad about the transfer portal, I'm not saying it's going to happen to Jordan Anthony. It won't. But there's a lot of guys that leave, Ryan, and get no scholarship anywhere.
That's true.
There are going to be hundreds of guys that transfer and then end up playing nowhere. And that's the part of it that guys got to be really, really careful about. Let's go to Lucky. What's up, Lucky?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. A lot of analysts talk about coaches that do more with less talent. Izzo, Scott Drew, Mark Few in our early years. My argument is, with the allotment of NBA talent we put in the league in the past 13 years, is our argument Calipari has done less with more? Is there any other coach that has?
Well, okay. If you're just talking guys in the NBA, but I also think, Ryan, and I've changed over this over time, what good does it do you to have a guy that's really good in the NBA but wasn't good when he was in college? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, take a guy like Jared Vanderbilt. So Jared Vanderbilt rarely played here. He's become a really good NBA player. But you could make an argument if you're just trying to win in college, he didn't help you a lot. So I think, Lucky, it is the case that we've had more talent than titles. But you almost have to look at talent as the talent as it was here, while they were here. A guy who transforms himself into a great player in the NBA, well, if he wasn't great here, Lucky, it wasn't not using the talent correctly. He wasn't great yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a fair argument.
I mean, Oscar may very well never play in the NBA, right? He may never play in the NBA. But there are guys who maybe are playing in the NBA that when they were here, Oscar was a hell of a lot better than they were here. So who's the better player at Kentucky? I think it's probably Oscar. So I just think you have to look at it a different way.
I agree. Dog Day Afternoon, Pacino.
That's another great one. And I appreciate the call, of classic movies you guys have never seen. Have you seen Taxi Driver?
Nope.
Casino?
Heard of it.
I think I've seen like part of that.
Goodfellas?
Don't think so.
No.
These are great movies, guys.
Well, and I've got a whole list of stuff to watch now.
I mean, just go through the Pacino, De Niro movies you haven't seen. You're literally talking about some of the greatest movies of all time. Godfather 1, 2, Goodfellas, Casino, Scarface, Carlito's Way. Have you ever seen that?
Nope.
Haven't heard
of it. Dog Day Afternoon?
Nope.
Mean Streets?
No.
Nope.
Taxi Driver?
You already said that one.
You've not seen any of these.
No.
That's like 10 classic movies, and you've seen none.
Zero.
I think my list would be, you know, The Little Mermaid, Toy Story, Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, Barnyard.
You love Barnyard.
I love Barnyard.
Brian, quickly, go ahead.
First time, long time.
Hoo-ah, what's up?
So I have an interesting point on...
make it quick. I just got like 30 seconds.
All right, so Damian Collins. I was on the train with Nick Richards whenever everybody thought he wasn't good. But I stuck with him until his junior year when he became potentially SEC Player of the Year. So I feel like we missed out on Damian Collins because I feel like he was going to that same path.
Maybe. But again, this goes to what I just said. It's hard to keep depth if he's not playing, you know?
Right, that's why I was so sad to see him go, but, you know, I hope for the best one.
Yeah, I think he's really athletic, and I think he has a chance to be good. It just didn't happen for him here, and a lot of that was out of his control because of what happened off the court. ShadyRays.com. If you're tired of buying expensive sunglasses only to lose them, how about Shady Rays? Let's say you buy a Shady Rays pair, you go to Railbird, you lose them. ShadyRays.com, there you go. They'll give you another one. Use the code KSR for 50% off two or more pairs in their flagship location or at Summit or on ShadyRays.com. Try Shady Rays. By midnight tonight, we're going to know our roster, Ryan.
Could be a head-scratcher morning tomorrow morning on this radio show.
It definitely
show.
Could. There will be a lot to talk about. Serpico, that's another great one. Can't believe you haven't seen it.
Like Cal, I haven't seen him.